Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got an outstanding show lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend, Joel Barker, one of the top futurists of our time, the author of several books on the future, including Future Edge and Five Regions of the Future and The Power of Paradigms. And he is our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, your Paradigm video has been re-released, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I've updated it twice, and so in that sense, it's been re-released. And my distribution company is doing something interesting now with the way they're releasing, and so it makes it more available to more people.
And his book, Paradigms: The Business of Discovering the Future, folks, is absolutely essential. If, in my opinion, if you want to be successful in anything, you got to have that book. Joel, thanks for being here. One of the things, by the way, folks, Joel, as you probably know, Joel always brings us a handful of things that are coming at us from the future. And one of the things that you've got on our list here today is actually going out into orbit and collecting the sun rays and beaming them down, concentrating those into power.
Right.
Wireless power.
Yep, exactly. And it's the thing that's interesting, when I first got into this field, 1974, it was talked about then. And so this is an idea that has not died. The Japanese now, with Mitsubishi Heavy Industry, they are beginning to do the serious research of saying, what if we were able to put up a satellite and beam in with solar cells, convert the sunlight into electricity and beam it down to Earth, and they're serious about it, and that's it's a big deal.
So I'm reading this thing and I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking, okay, there's a obviously a whole lot more sunlight than we're using, right? It's wasted.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sunlight's being wasted. A lot of energy is being wasted.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking, surely we can go up and capture some of that, concentrate it, and benefit from it.
Yep.
But you know, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, could we be blocking out the sun with these things? You know, that's something to think about, isn't it?
Well, in one sense, but, you know, two things are happening. We're getting much more efficient with our use of energy, so we'll never block it out. But the challenge here is...
Especially America.
Yeah, especially America.
God bless America.
Yep, we've done a really good job on efficiency, and that will just continue to improve. So our energy footprint per person will keep getting smaller. But the challenge here is really getting it into space cheaply, because you got to put a fair number of things up there. And so one of the other trends that is moving along is very, very lightweight solar cells. So if you couple those two things, and, you know, the Japanese have also applied origami to the folding of the solar cells.
Right.
So
this is, you know what, origami, folks, is where you take the scissors and cut out a bunch of paper folded together into objects.
Exactly.
And put it out into objects.
And what they have done with their origami is design things that absolutely will open up the way they're supposed to open up. So they actually have several technologies that kind of fit together in this whole thing. Plus, they have they're giving up on nuclear power because of what happened at Fukushima.
Right.
And so they have a very powerful reason for finding another source. Plus,
I think the world has a very powerful reason for that.
Yeah.
Not just Japan, because California is right now being affected by what happened over there.
Yep. So the launch, to be able to launch it cheaply and get it into orbit, will be part of the deal.
Any idea when this could become commercial?
Oh,
you said it's been going on for 40 years. But
they've been thinking about it for 40 years. All the technology in terms of producing the solar cells, in terms of generating microwave energy and broadcasting it. That's what they were testing. That's and the test was successful, and there's no reason to believe it won't be successful. I think the big thing is cheap launch, and that's Elon Musk, you know, working with SpaceX. And I would
say this is also a good this is also a good government private partnership project too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And so the real challenge is is it cheaper ultimately to carry something into outer space and have it 24/7, you know, for solar, as opposed to having solar cells that are exposed 12 hours of the day?
Well,
it'll be a market competition.
To me, the issue is we need to find the best top two or three best sources.
Yep.
And let's focus government and industry on this.
Yep.
And let's find one or two for the future and do it. And then we can rotate off of the carbon. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.